You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 104. And if you're listening to this in real time, if you're listening to this episode of the week that it comes out, then you're probably getting ready for a long weekend holiday, because around the world, many of us, of course, are celebrating Easter, which here in Brisbane means we've had a four-day week instead of a five-day week. And next week is a three-day week, actually, here. So we've been squeezing a lot of work into a very short time. And as a result, we somehow forgot to get round to finding a guest for today's show. So anyway, I've grabbed a few things that I think that you will find interesting, and it will be interesting to see how they link up, because when I've done this in the past, we've usually found that there is actually a theme. There is a raison d'etre somewhere in here. So we're being pretty light today. And first up, in fact, I'm going to introduce you to some feedback from one of the guests that's been on our show in the past to explain, to share what's been happening to her since she had her dream interpreted on the show and since she's done her dream alchemy practices. Then I'm going to share a little bit about a dream that somebody brought to one of the radio talkback shows that I do. So there'll be a bit of dream interpretation there and a lot of other little interesting things. And then we're going to talk a little bit about worry. That's going to be interesting. And then finally, I've selected at random, at complete random, from one of my books, from my book, The Compass, a reading for today, which actually is pretty spot on for us all going into some kind of long weekend holiday. So here we go. Usually, as you know, we have a guest on the show, and that guest comes on and asks about a dream, and we go into the deeper meaningfuls as we explore the dream and interpret it and give a dream alchemy practice, and the guest comes back to us and reports on how the interpretation relates to their waking life and gives us lots of insight. And I just love it when we have a guest on the show, and I'm sure you do too. So if you're sitting there thinking, actually, maybe I'd like to be a guest on the show, all you have to do is email me. We work time zones all over the world, and we work around all kinds of people's working schedules to deliver this show. So if you've got a dream and you'd like to come on to The Dream Show and have your dream interpreted for free while contributing to all our listeners, just drop me an email. Go to my website at www.dream.net.au to find my email address. Very easy to find, of course. Drop me a line, say you'd like to be a guest on the show, and we'll work out a time to do that. But Abigail was a guest on episode 74, which is 30 weeks ago, and I think we reported on a recent podcast show. Well, Abigail had got back to me. Guests often get back to me with what happens to them, and sometimes they say, can you share this? It's okay if you share this with our podcast listeners. So I think Abigail did get back about a month after she had appeared on the show and said that a lot of things had happened for her, a lot of things had shifted, including a major depression, which she'd had for a very long time, lifting. And then a few weeks ago, she emailed me with more, and I'm just going to read from her email, because I think that you'll enjoy this if you remember Abigail, and if you don't remember Abigail, go back to episode 74 and have a listen. So this is what Abigail said in her email. It just hit me today how your dream interpretation and my work on the alchemy has actually changed my life. I'm the one with a long dream about cheating on my husband with Tim and not being able to go through with it because of Tim's wife, the judgmental religious woman. A few days before the dream, I was deeply wishing and praying for a better support system after the birth of my second baby. When the first baby was born, I sank into a terrible depression, and one main reason was due to not having a good community around me to help with the overwhelming change. In thinking about the arrival of the second, I realized I needed closer friends. But I've always been lonely, the odd child who found it hard to make good connections. Being more sociable is something I've worked on for a very long time and haven't been able to change or shake that feeling of not being accepted by the people around me. I determined to change that as we were moving to a new town. In the dream, the guy I was trying to get together with was someone I described as charismatic. And the main reason I couldn't connect with that inner charisma was due to an uptight, judgmental, and religious woman. In the dream alchemy, I needed to change this woman into someone more accepting, flowing, and so on. I didn't fully understand what I was doing, but I did go through with the alchemy. And I did feel a major depression lift, as I've written to you about before. But in addition to less depression, there are practical outworkings of this inner change. And I have to share this with you. Jane Teresa, we moved to a new town shortly before the birth of the second baby. I fell into a group of friends very quickly, and we are close, helping each other with our children, meeting regularly to do sewing and crafts together, and have discussions on all kinds of topics. I feel good connections. I feel accepted. It is an unbelievable miracle. So that's absolutely beautiful. And well done, Abigail, because as she really described well at the beginning of the email, it's not just having the interpretation, it's not just receiving the dream alchemy, it's actually going away and doing the dream alchemy, the visualization or whatever it is that actually really does the great big shift change in your life thing. So well done, Abigail. Well done, all the guests who've been on the show and have got back to me with also with wonderful life-changing reports. It does happen. It is wonderful. And every one of you listening in and even just having an interest in dream interpretation and dream alchemy, that's step one. If you haven't taken it further, I do encourage you take it further. It is absolutely life-changing when you use your dreams to understand yourself more deeply. And of course, in understanding yourself more deeply, you get to understand why your life turns out the way it does. And you have the great gift of opportunity to make deep changes, especially using these alchemy exercises with your unconscious mind, that change the way you look at the world and therefore change the way you act in it and therefore change your waking life. I'm now going to read you something I blogged about earlier this month. And it's called Nipple Worms and Radio Experts. I dreamed that a 2-inch worm wriggled out of my nipple, said Kerry, who called Bridge and Limo's breakfast show on Radio Mix 101.1 FM a couple of weeks ago to ask me about her dream. Parasites seemed to be the order of the day, as I had just helped Bridge, the presenter, understand her dream of picking lice from a sports star's hair. Lice and worms, nice subject over breakfast. Dream interpretation on breakfast radio has to be quick, punchy, entertaining, and light-hearted, while also delivering something insightful and meaningful about each dream. And imparting, somewhere between the lines, a dream interpretation tip or two to the listeners. The callers don't have the luxury of describing a whole dream, so it's often down to basics like Kerry's worm wriggling out from her nipple. Oh, but we did have a little more information. The worm was 2 inches long. Every part of a dream is meaningful, and it's deeply rewarding to explore and interpret every detail, but for the time poor, and for radio, there's a lot of magic to be gained by reducing a dream down to one or two basic sentences that give the gist and highlight the weirdest symbols. Yes, I will share my insight on Kerry's dream, because there's no ad breaks or tunes to squeeze into this, so I'm spinning my tail. If you're very busy, if the pace of your life is more breakfast show, more grazing bites than navel gazing, jot down your dreams using the same words that you'd use if you were phoning a radio station and the producer told you to describe your dream in no more than a couple of sentences. At least you'll have something written in your dream journal, some record of dreams that would otherwise disappear into the rush time ether. And you can get some good insights working with these basic bottom lines. Interpreting dreams is not dream dictionary work. There's no universal meaning for worm or nipple. It's more meaningful to look at how the symbols in a dream interact than to look at them in isolation. Whenever someone describes a dream, I empty my mind and just listen. As the dreamer paints the picture of the dream, I keep an open mind, observing how the elements interact, how the drama unfolds, and how the dreamer expresses the dream. What do you see when you put nipple and worm in the same sentence? What does the interaction of these two symbols conjure up for you? Many decades ago, when I lived in Glasgow in Scotland, I enjoyed skipping the occasional lecture to relax and potter around my kitchen while listening to Radio BBC Scotland. I liked the afternoon play readings and the segments where they had experts in the studio answering callers' questions. The experts in those days always came in panels of three, and they would decide amongst themselves who would answer each caller's question. "Over to you, Jack," one expert would say after giving a brief opinion of his own. I imagined the panel of experts sitting there in the studio, reference books on the table in front of them, two rapidly thumbing pages, checking facts and searching for answers, while the third held fort with wordy introduction. Because those were pre-internet days, of course. So did my imagining manifest my many years of being an expert on radio? Probably. I was first interviewed on radio 34 years ago, and it's been in my life on and off ever since. But there's no sitting in the studio with a reference book or even with a laptop. Mostly, these days, there's no sitting in the studio. I'm usually at home on the phone, and I ask not to be told anything about the dreams before we go live to air. It keeps everything in the moment and allows me to just sit with a totally clear mind and listen as the caller or the presenter describes their dream. If I don't analyze, if I simply sit and watch how symbols interact, how the dream drama develops, how the caller tells the dream, I have enough clues to respond. Being a radio expert has taught me the clarity of being in the moment. I use the same approach for working with long, detailed dreams for clients where we spend an hour on one dream privately, or, of course, in this dream show where I'm able to chat luxuriously with you, the guests, about a single dream for, 30 or 40 minutes or more. So here we are at the bottom line of today's blog. What does Kerry's dream about a worm wriggling out from her nipple mean? See, there's a tension at work here. A nipple is designed to deliver milk, to nourish and nurture. A worm that's been living inside the body is probably a parasite feeding on the person's energy, ultimately depriving the person of energy and nourishment. Kerry's dream shows a tension around nurturing. Something's been draining her of her energy. Something that should be nourishing and nurturing for Kerry has, in fact, been potentially draining her reserves. The good news is that Kerry's dream captures the moment where the worm leaves her body. Every dream reflects the 24 to 48 hours prior, so Kerry most probably got something off her chest about what's been draining her instead of nourishing and fulfilling her. And since that worm was 2 inches long, this draining has most likely been going on for 2 years because, as we know from this show, our dreams have an uncanny way of putting numbers in them that relate to the number of years that have passed. Of course, we'd really need to look into the details of Kerry's dream to be precise and gain deeper, helpful insight. But as a starting point for Kerry and the radio listeners that breakfast show morning, and as a starting point for busy people like you, perhaps, bite-sized dream interpretation is good breakfast food for thought. And actually, before I just go on and read this other blog about worry. That's quite a good segue for me when we're talking about their about busy people and our lovely long weekends coming up as well to relax. I have just put into the shop something that I've been working on for quite a while, and I'm very pleased with it. And I just launched it last night, actually. And it's called the Dream Spa Indulgence. And it's actually an e-course. So you can do the course anywhere you are in the world. And it's a 4-week course. And when you buy it, you immediately get an instant download of week one. So if you feel on this holiday weekend like indulging yourself in a dream spa, and yeah, I will tell you what it is in a minute, then just pop along into my shop at go to www.dream.net.au/shop. And you'll see it in there, the Dream Spa Indulgence. And when you buy it, you get an instant download of week one. So that will take you across this holiday weekend. And at the end of the first week, I will personally email you week two, and then week three, and then week four. And I've designed it to be an experience of the kind of experience you would get in a spa, you know, relaxing, flowing, cleansing, detoxing, massaging, rebalancing, nurturing, energizing, revitalizing, basically giving you time out and a bit of navel gazing and self-nurturing and self-focus, and coming out feeling much better, better well-being, better balanced, and feeling really good. So, of course, it is about dreams, and it's in a workbook kind of format, which means you just print them out, you lift up your pen or your pencil, and I take you through in a very, very, very easy way using some of your dreams, and by just simply surrendering to the process and answering the very easy questions, you'll suddenly get quite a lot of deep and good insights and come out of the 4 weeks, well, actually come out of each week with some quite changed perceptions and some deeper understanding about you and about why your life is the way it is, without really doing any great hard work, just going along with the flow. So the Dream Spa Indulgence is a kind of guided experience working with your personal dreams. So yeah, just since we were talking there about Kerry and breakfast show and, you know, busy people, I thought, yeah, that might be something you might enjoy. Put your feet up and enjoy it. But anyway, moving along, how much does worry weigh? This is an article I wrote for my blog in March this year. It's not about dreams, but it's about the kind of insights that we do get when we work with our dreams, and that's why I thought that you might like it. Because I don't always write about dreams. Sometimes I just write about insightful things that occur to me that I think you will enjoy. Here we go. How much does worry weigh? Never worry worry till worry worries you, my granny used to say. There's a grain of truth in there and an even better tongue twister, but the day I really got the measure of worry started as a simple coffee morning with two friends 24 years ago. The three of us met once a week so our young children could play together while we caught up over a coffee. That morning I had opened my checkbook to pay an electricity bill and realized that I was about $100 short in our bill-paying account. I had miscalculated when setting our household budget and I was disappointed in myself. We had money in other accounts, but I would have to go to the bank, you know, those pre-internet banking days, organise transfers, and by the time I'd made my payment, it would be overdue. Now, I laughed as I was writing that because I've since handled much bigger budgets and much greater shortfalls, haven't we all? And I'm still here to tell the tale. My worry over that bill weighed heavily on me as I walked into my friend's kitchen for our morning coffee, and I was the last to arrive. "I've got to make a decision this afternoon," one friend was saying to the other. "What do you think, the champagne or the pink?" She was talking about a new ring, not to wear, though she probably would, but as an investment. Champagne diamond or pink diamond? Which should it be? She was worried. She wanted to make the best choice. And we were her friends, so we talked it through. We may have to sell our house, began the other friend, once we'd covered every facet of the diamond question, and rent a home. Instead, our business is moving into more debt than we can handle. She was worried. Was there an alternative she was overlooking? We were her friends, so we talked it through. What I noticed that morning from the emotional energy we each carried was that our worries weighed the same, even though a bystander would notice that each worry was based on money. A shortfall of about $100 weighed the same as a shortfall of about $250,000, which weighed the same as an abundance of disposable income. Worry, I noticed, expands to fill the available space, so the trick is not to allow it any. Or, as I often express it these days, whenever it is appropriate, there are two ways to do this. One is to worry, the other is to not worry. Not worrying does not mean not caring, of course. It means not wasting energy worrying when you could be putting that energy to constructive use. That coffee morning, I gained a new perspective on worry that worked for me. But what about those times when, as my granny saying put it, worry worries you? What about those times when something is niggling and worrying you and making you anxious and you can't escape it? That's where dream work comes in. Your dreams, particularly your recurring unresolved dreams, can help you to understand unconscious beliefs that throw dark clouds where there should be light, that distract you with worry rather than inspire you towards great outcomes. That's the end of the article, and hey, I did put a bit about dreaming in the end, didn't I? So that took me by surprise. I hope you've enjoyed today's show, just before I give you the reading from the compass. And so what the compass is, it's one of my many books, and it's a book that exists not only in paperback form, but also as an ebook. And I'm finding this is quite a popular book. A lot of people are buying this book in both formats and enjoying it, which is great. So it works by just, oh, it's for when you are not having great dream recall and you just want a bit of help. And you get it kind of by synchronicity. So the idea is there are 365 pages in the book. You open it at random and I've got something in there and some questions to ask yourself and an alchemy practice. So it's not a dream alchemy practice, but it's an alchemy practice. So synchronicity usually works that when you open the book at random or flick through the ebook at random, something comes up that's meaningful and appropriate for you at the time and you get something from it. And it's always good to ask yourself some questions. So anyway, I've done it on behalf of everyone and we've got page 131, which is called Enjoy, which is why I said it was quite appropriate given that we've got a long weekend coming up. So here we go. Enjoy. Why? Enjoyment introduces you to the moment. Clarity. What do you enjoy most in your life? Which regular task do you not enjoy doing? How do you feel when you are doing that task? What other thoughts are on your mind at that time? How much time do you spend thinking about the past, the future, or what else you could be doing when you're doing that task you don't like? How many moments of your life pass you by in this way? Every task has at least one enjoyable facet when you know how to look. Are you ready to live in every moment instead of wishing time away? Alchemy practice. Think about that regular task you do not enjoy doing. For example, vacuuming the carpet, doing your accounts, or weeding the garden. First, ask what is the main purpose of each task. For example, vacuuming the carpet, the purpose is to cleanse the room of dust so that everyone can breathe easily. The purpose of doing your accounts is to maximize how much money is available. And the purpose of weeding the garden is to give flowers room to grow, bloom, and be beautiful. There's probably many other purposes too, but that's just an example. As you do the task that you usually don't enjoy, focus on the feeling that you are clearing the air, or creating more money, or causing flowers to bloom. If there really is no positive purpose in doing a task, then don't do it. And simple though that may be, it's actually very, very deep and insightful, and one of the key points to not only grasp but put into motion in your life throughout life. Because enjoyment, if you can find a reason to enjoy through purpose, a task that you may not otherwise like, then everything shifts and changes. And you really do get that experience of living in the moment, which totally opens and transforms everything. So, hey, it's been a very simple show. And thank you for staying with us and listening. And as usual, the places where you might go for further entertainment and interesting, insightful things about dreams, dream interpretation and dream alchemy include the other 103 podcast episodes of this show, which you will find on iTunes. And we did hear today that our show is appearing in all sorts of wonderful front pages in iTunes, and it's kind of getting a lot of notice. So we're very proud and pleased about that. And we know that a lot of that is because a lot of you out there in over 30 countries are downloading and listening to the show through iTunes. And that is helping our show to get more and more prominence and positioning. And what that is doing, of course, is enabling more people who are just browsing through iTunes to discover the Dream Show. And what that means is they get to discover the pure magic of working with their dreams and how that can transform their lives. So we're absolutely delighted by that. So that's one thing you can do. And please also share this show with other people. You can go to my website at www.dream.net.au. All sorts of free resources there. That also shows you how to get in contact with me for a private consultation by Skype or by phone. Lots of other stuff. And don't forget to go to the shop and have a look at that Dream Spa Indulgence if you would like to experience that over this Easter weekend or any time. It will be in the shop for a long time. And also, if you enjoy the articles I've read out today, there's more of all that kind of stuff on a continuing basis at my blog at janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Or find me on Facebook. Have a wonderful weekend if you're listening to this in real time. And thanks for listening. And remember, email me if you'd love to be a guest on the show. And I'll see you next week for another episode of The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to The Dream Show at lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/DreamSight. The Dream Show is a production of DreamSight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.